Did you hear Napleton's Valley Hyundai offers a guaranteed price certificate with no hassle and no haggle in just 20 seconds on new Sonatas, Elantras, and Santa Fes? It's easy. Go to NapletonsValleyHyundai.com, click on the instant price button, and in 20 seconds, they'll send you a price certificate. The price you receive is the price you'll pay, and it comes with Hyundai Assurance and America's best 10-year, 100,000-mile powertrain warranty.
Napleton, second to none since 1931.
See dealer for details.
Hey, it's Mark Rohde with Ryan Kelly with thehomeloanexpert.com. And Ryan, I understand you have something for the military.
Oh, we're excited to announce our new Hero Loan product. The Hero Loan is your VA loan on steroids. We have streamlined the process, made it more affordable and easier for our veterans and active military personnel. Hero.loan, the new way to VA. 100% financing, never an appraisal fee, and we can close your VA mortgage in 14 days. Visit Hero.loan, the new way to VA. The Home Loan Expert LLC, Illinois residential mortgage licensee.
23, limit one.
Broadcasting live from the Hyundai Studios. This is Chicago's number one sports station. Sports Radio 670 The Score. WSCR and HD Chicago. WBMX HD2 Chicago.
The Score!
Scoreboard update.
From the Chicago Wolves Update Studio, I'm Mark Rohde. Take advantage of the best ticket value in Chicago with a Chicago Wolves Fan 4-Pack. Four tickets, four hot dogs, four sodas, and popcorn, all at one low price. Watch the Wolves host Rockford on December 30th. Visit ChicagoWolves.com. Slow down, maybe just a little bit, on the firing of the Bears head coach.
I'm not campaigning for John Fox. That's not what I'm doing, but I'm just saying sit back. You know, you got to be careful. Who are you going to get to replace him, and what's going to be your philosophy? Now, you're going to, if they made up their minds, they want an offensive guy because he can develop Mitch better. Hey, more power to you. Tell me who that guy is.
Former Bears head coach Dave Wannstedt also telling Muttley and Hanley on the Score that Fox does do a good job of preparing his team, that Fox knows how to run a football team. Bears host Cleveland on Sunday. Blackhawks have won five in a row and have a game in Dallas on Thursday. Bulls ball is at the United Center tomorrow against the Orlando Magic. Yu Darvish seemed to like what he heard during his meeting with the Cubs yesterday, referring to his time with Theo Epstein and Jed Hoyer as a very nice meeting. This scoreboard update was brought to you by Spot Hero. Book your spot today with Spot Hero. Park smarter. And catch the 670 The Score Craftsman Mobile Studio live. Head to 670thescore.com/events to see where we'll be this week. Sears, your first destination for Craftsman tools. I'm Mark Rohde, and you are listening to 670 The Score, celebrating 25 years of Chicago sports talk and the number one ranked sports station in Chicago. 670 The Score and 670thescore.com, Chicago Sports Station.
This hour is brought to you by Illinois Media School.
Now the rest of the Iowa defense up front. Heron, the best of the bunch right now.
Anthony Heron
jumps off the screen when you watch him on film, and then when you see him in person, it's even more impressive.
Football analyst for Pac-12 Network and NBC Sports Network.
He can really do it all from the pocket. He's a dynamic athlete.
Former NFL defensive lineman.
Tripped up at the 20-yard line, Anthony Heron, number 99.
670 The Score football contributor.
I don't care if Mike Glennon is out there and his spleen is literally just being, you know, released from his internal, you know, abdominal area, just as long as Trubisky is getting to watch this take.
My spleen has been released from my abdominal area.
Anthony Heron with Bernstein and Goff on 670 The Score.
Look who's here. Big Ant Heron in the house here at 302. He is on Twitter at Big Ant Heron, and he is here to talk football. John Fox wants to keep things all football-y, and it got weird yesterday when he was telling us all about how it was the best game that Mitchell Trubisky's had, and yet he's the same guy that benched the original starting quarterback for throwing too many interceptions, or as he said, not protecting the ball. Trubisky doesn't protect the ball, and everything's fine. I can't tell down from up.
You know what? And out of many, I guess, confusing or disappointing things that John Fox said yesterday, that I don't completely disagree with. It was definitely one of the best games he's played. Now, we're having to understand what scale we're basing this off of. You know, in games that the Bears won where he only attempted seven passes, you can't give him a lot of credit for performing well in a game like Baltimore previous week against Cincinnati. So to me, Mitchell Trubisky has put two games back to back where you can say he's looking more like an NFL quarterback. Now, the three interceptions, I'd say one of them was his fault. Now, you know, every quarterback's going to have picks that aren't his fault. Mm-hmm. Two out of the three in the game were not Trubisky's fault. But what impressed me more than anything, I wouldn't care if all three were his fault, because to me, for a rookie quarterback, when you're going on the road, what you're looking for, and I can even go back to just what my issue was with drafting Trubisky at number two in the draft, was not knowing how he responds to pressure, how he responds to adversity, in a way that a lot of times quarterbacks being picked in the top five, you've seen them carry programs for multiple years more often than not. We just haven't seen Mitchell Trubisky have to go through what he's now being asked to go through. And over the last couple of games on the road, now Cincinnati, while it's a road game, it's obviously not an intimidating atmosphere against a team who really cares about playing football at this point in the season. But Detroit, team trying to make the playoffs, team with a few defenders who can make some plays, and a team that, because of the Bears and their offensive line struggles, especially on the interior, did have Trubisky under pressure. And overall, he looked like a guy, more so than most other games he's played this season, that knew where he wanted to go with the ball, that was getting it out in a timely fashion, that was able to direct his teammates pre-snap and even on the sideline. There's things I saw in Mitchell Trubisky this last Saturday that I wasn't seeing from him in a lot of the previous games. The interceptions, he's a rookie quarterback. I don't care if a rookie quarterback throws picks if he's being aggressive with the ball, which he more consistently was aggressive trying to throw the ball up the field.
Now, I don't mind the interceptions as much either in and of themselves, as long as I understand that he's being instructed properly to know what he saw and why he saw it, or what he thought he saw and why he thought he saw it. Mm-hmm. And I just, we're not privy to these conversations.
Right.
And I wish I trusted Dowell Loggins more to say, oh, this is why. I mean, this is why
this is natural.
This is
natural progression.
Right, or to say, next time, you'll know that if you're looking at the back of the end zone, everything's compressed. Sometimes you're not going to see the safety, but think maybe he's there anyway, just because you've seen these angles before.
Well, like the red zone interception that he threw where he was trying to hit Inman. It's the exact same route that was thrown on the touchdown against San Francisco a couple of weeks ago. Trubisky lost sight of the safety
was it Quandre Diggs said that they saw that in tape against San Francisco and said he always looks backside. They knew he was going to throw that ball.
And Inman is your main receiver who's in the lineup right now, who's got a frame that can body up against a defensive back and be able to deliver that into what in some ways is a tighter window. The mistake Trubisky made is that Daniel Brown, I think, was the tight end that was coming, as they were kind of running a scissors concept. And so the depth of the safety was not available to Trubisky's eyes. He's a young quarterback who happened to guess wrong in that scenario and threw a red zone pick. So that's the one that was definitely 100% his fault, because he didn't read the depth of the safety that was there.
Is he a whole field quarterback at this point of the season, or is he still a half field guy trying to get to whole field?
He's a half field trying to get to a whole field.
This is going to somehow get back to an Alex Smith side.
No, I'm good. I know where this is going. I have not said anything about Alex Smith, but I will say that for Hub.
It's good to watch him make mistakes attempting to read the whole field, though, because I'll go back to the point about the seven pass attempts against Baltimore, right? Yeah. Yep. Or the preseason game, the last one where he's handing off 20 times in a row. There is an actual process that's attempted to be carried out to prepare him for this moment, because he's not Deshaun Watson, because he's not, you know, as far as when he came into the NFL and his readiness just to take on the entire playbook, he's not a Jameis Winston who was mentally capable of taking on the entire NFL playbook from day one. He wasn't that guy when they drafted him. But I've seen more and more, not just the tangible, not just the arm strength that I do feel is a little bit overstated, because people are shocked that he has a plus arm. I think, he's got a plus arm. He doesn't have a Matthew Stafford or Aaron Rodgers arm. He's got a nice arm. He's got plenty of arm for the NFL. But between the arm strength, the mobility, the intelligence that you can see in maybe interviews when teams were evaluating him in the draft, but to see that play out on the field, seeing a little bit more of that now, but he needed to be spoon-fed.
I don't remember if I bounced this off of you or Jason, but it's a concept I sort of went to talking about the potential positives or negatives in Mitch Trubisky's development. I'm looking at two divergent paths here, where right now he clearly has a very small margin for error. Mm-hmm. He does not have
guys who with large catching radiuses, right. radii, who are high pointing the ball, who are making him look good, who are easy to throw open. Because,
and his tiny guys can't separate.
Yeah, they just can't.
So you got guys who can't separate. You got big guys who maybe they don't need to separate, but you only got one of those.
And leaky protection.
Yes.
So it's possible that bad habits can set in. Because I think about this as the calibration of his computer.
Mm-hmm.
That seeing it, and then it's either going to be green light, red light, throw or don't throw. On the one hand, I'm thinking it's reinforcing don't throw, not open. That's not what open looks like because he hasn't had these guys who are Julio Jones. He's open. There could be two guys on him. He's open because he's going to get the ball. But he doesn't have the muscle memory. He doesn't have his computer has never seen anything like that before, so he can't really know. So on the one side, I worry about bad habits.
Mm-hmm.
Here's the alternative theory there. The alternative theory is the equivalent of spending an afternoon putting into a hole barely bigger than the ball.
Mm-hmm.
It's the equivalent of putting a donut on the bat in the on-deck circle. The equivalent of the basketball teams that use the big ball mm-hmm. on the regular rim,
right.
where all of a sudden...
Or you with like the, what was the calf thing, like when you were hooping back in the day?
Or the guys like who will get into,
heavier?
Guys get into hockey shape by wearing a 50-pound vest while they're skating in a rat hockey league. I've heard of that too. It's when you take away the artificial restriction, it's like all of a sudden everything's opened up.
Mm-hmm.
It could be if he gets a couple of real receivers... And everything's just easy. Everything's lighter. But has his calibration, how long will it take to adjust to, I can throw this. Does it happen in practice? Does it happen in preseason games? If they get a couple real targets, when and how does that occur? And how do we know that we'll get one road and not the other?
The danger of that calibration going askew is more so there early if you do introduce too much to an inexperienced football player who can't handle the load they attempt to put on him. That's why I've agreed with the spoon feed tactic. And we've seen in recent games that while I'm not going to go as far as say like the handcuffs are off, but we're seeing him get to actually play quarterback now in a way that we didn't the first month plus of starts that he was getting to make. And what did impress me, while, you know, in a way it pains me to say it a little bit, but I do agree with John Fox that may have been his best game because we did see him attacking the defense in tighter windows. Like the game, what did he go? Was it a 12 out of 15 a couple of weeks ago where, you know, for me, I was, the San Francisco game. Yeah, where I felt like that was a game where after Philadelphia, he really needed to respond. He really needed to answer being busted in the nose by that Eagles defense where he played horribly, his teammates played horribly, he didn't lead them, he wasn't productive, and come back the following week against a team they should compete with and play well. He was just, to me, meh. The QB rating is one thing, but going 12 out of 15, largely on dump-offs, that doesn't impress me in his development. What I've seen the last couple of weeks, and you know, we'll throw Cincinnati out a little bit because of the Bengals, but this Lions defense, that's okay. But they were pressuring Trubisky. There were several times. There was 3rd and 18. There was like 1st and 17 out of his own end zone. There were moments in the second half of that game where you saw him doing very difficult things under intense pressure, getting up, dusting himself off, getting back to the line of scrimmage, looking unfazed. That, to me, says something about his makeup, about the guts of Trubisky. It's not going to be Dow Loggins calling the plays anymore after we get through this season. It certainly shouldn't be because he had his opportunity to grow over the last couple of years. That window has passed. If they get the right guy in here, I'm as confident right now in what Mitchell Trubisky can potentially do as an NFL quarterback as I've ever been.
That's what I was going to ask you next, because we've been talking about this guy for 12, 13 weeks now. And I've listened to your words on him, and you've been measured and not jumping off the
very
jumping out
hesitant.
The window.
I've been very hesitant. This,
you're
to me, the last
right
2 weeks where he dominated a team that he should have dominated under those circumstances, on the road is an important thing. They were horrible on the road early in the season.
Yep.
This is consecutive weeks where they've at least been, they were really good against Cincinnati, and Cincinnati's terrible. Mm-hmm. Then they came out and they competed against Detroit, and most importantly, he played well. It was 3 interceptions. I know that sucks, but he's a rookie quarterback. He's going to throw picks.
Let the people know what the on-the-road component does for a young player, never to mind a quarterback, a young quarterback.
It'd be one thing, like let's say Deshaun Watson was still in the lineup in Houston where there are veterans around him, where there's talent on defense, where there's playmakers on the outside, where you have a safety net. that surrounds you. Trubisky going on the road with a bunch of other players who haven't played much football more than he has, and a team where even the veterans really are just still so-so. To go on the road is so different because now you're in hostile territory, because now the expectations are different, because now the crowd is against you. There's so many things intangibly that affect the way you can normally perform in that road environment, especially for a young and inconsistent ball club. For the Bears to go on the road in back-to-back weeks. Now, organizationally, there's plenty that needs to be fixed, but just specifically through the lens of Mitchell Trubisky and his development to me, look as comfortable as he's looked all season in two consecutive road games is as good a sign as anybody can hope for. And it surprises me that I've heard a lot of guys, I heard a lot of football guys since that. It was a frustrating result Saturday, but when you actually just grade the film of what he did, that was John Fox. He's a crazy guy. A lot of other things he says. That was one of, if not the best games Mitchell Trubisky has played as a pro. I agree with him.
Why do they forget to run the football? It seems like after every week Jordan Howard has a good game, they forget, or there's only been three times, and Lawrence talked about this last night, there's only been three or four times that they've been chasing a game where you're like, yeah, you can't run right now. They weren't chasing that game. They weren't, exactly. They weren't down 21 points. It wasn't this because – Given your quarterback 46 times to throw, that's not the camp I was in either. Mm. Because a lot of people who get mad at you when you talk about the 7 pass attempts or the 12 pass attempts. Yeah, I'm not in that camp, but I'm not in the 50 times a game either. You're opening them up to injury and hits and all.
You're exposing your leaky offensive line.
Yeah, exactly.
Line.
It's way too much for a kid his age with his lack of experience. Why does it happen seemingly after every really good performance by Jordan Howard?
Unfortunately, what Dow Loggins seems to do is allow the defense and the opponent to dictate to him what the game plan will be, how aggressive he'll be.
He gets scared off of stuff.
That essentially seems to be what
it is. He gets scared off of his card is what it looks like.
Yeah, when he's in a position where he's feeling powerful, where he feels like his quarterback maybe can go a little more full field, then he gets a little bit happy with that, and he focuses more on that part of the playbook as opposed to saying, here's our game plan going in. Here's where I get as many weapons as possible, the football, whether that's Howard, whether that's Cohen, you know, Shaheen didn't play, whether that's Inman because he is our guy with the big frame. How do I get them the ball in such a wide variety of ways that we're applying pressure to the defense as opposed to allowing the defense to dictate our game plan throughout the game?
When we come back, I want to bring up the name of an out-of-work NFL head coach who apparently is telling people that he'd be interested in the Bears' job. I have the I'm not interested sign in this particular case. There's one I mentioned yesterday that would intrigue me. This name would not. Right. That and more with Anthony Herron when we come back on The Score.
Sports Radio 670 The Score is your official home for Monday Night Football, Thursday Night Football, Sunday Night Football, and every NFL playoff game through the Super Bowl. A production of Westwood One Sports.
This is Jim Rome with the CBS Sports Minute. Truth is, last night's Falcons-Buccaneers game was not the greatest game ever, but Matt Ryan provided one of the greatest moments ever. Atlanta up 3 in the fourth quarter. The Falcons had a first down on the Buccaneer 40. Matt Ryan wanted to make sure that everybody was lined up properly. Specifically, he wanted Mohamed Sanu in the right spot. And apparently, Sanu was not in the right spot. Whoa, Matthew, look out. Earmuffs. Matty Ice was red hot at Sanu. Get bleeping set. I'm not sure what's more impressive, the microphone technology that had the strength to pick that up, or the fact that his lungs could project that much. That was so loud, it didn't need a microphone. Years from now, you tell me which you're more likely to remember. All the completed passes to Julio Jones, or the time that Matty Ice scored.
Celebrate over 20 years of America's biggest rock holiday tradition. Trans-Siberian Orchestra's Ghosts of Christmas Eve. Live in concert, presented by Hallmark Channel. December 28th, two shows, 3:30 and 8 p.m. at Allstate Arena. Tickets on sale now at LiveNation.com, the venue box office, or charge by phone. Trans-Siberian Orchestra's Ghosts of Christmas Eve.
This holiday season, isn't it time you try giving a romantic gift? Lover's Lane has all kinds of gifts for grown-ups, from heart-racing bedroom essentials to sensuous lingerie. Plus, plenty of romantic ideas that will lead to anything but silent nights. Can't decide? Lover's Lane gift cards are perfect for the naughty or nice. For gifts that keep on giving and a store near you, visit loverslane.com. Who needs mistletoe anyways when you've got Lover's Lane?
How is Sunrise Chevrolet in Glendale Heights wrapping up 2017, you may ask? By giving 0% financing for 60 months, plus special incentives on all their most popular models. Get the gift of employee pricing for everyone on nearly all remaining 2017 Chevys. That's over $10,000 in savings on select new Chevy Silverados and much more. But you have to hurry. They're going fast. Sunrise Chevrolet in Glendale Heights, the bright way to buy. Visit sunrisechevrolet.com. Tell them Jason Goff sent you. Financing in lieu of rebates. Qualify customers on select models. See dealer for details. Find new roads.
Guys, wouldn't your wife or girlfriend love it if you treated her to the very best this Christmas? Well, you can, and you don't even have to go out of your way. We're talking about the world's softest pajamas, available exclusively at pajamagram.com. That's pajamagram.com. Created by a team of dedicated pajama experts, the world's softest pajamas are lighter than a cloud, softer than a bunny, like cashmere, only better. Talk about dreamy. She'll love the way the world's softest pajamas feel. You'll love the way they caress every curve. More than a gift, they're a feeling, an invitation to linger a little longer. The world's softest pajamas are available only at pajamagram.com. Visit today and give her a gift that keeps on giving to both of you. You don't even have to wrap. Every Pajamagram includes free gift packaging, Christmas delivery guaranteed. Call 1-800-GIVE-PJs or click the banner to visit pajamagram.com.
Girlfriend, love it if you treated her to the very best this Christmas. Well, guess what? You can, and it is easy. We are talking about the world's softest pajamas available exclusively at pajamagram.com. That is pajamagram.com. Created by a team of dedicated pajama experts, the world's softest pajamas are lighter than the cloud and softer than a bunny. They're like cashmere, only better. She'll love the way they feel, the softness, warmth, and comfort, and you'll love the way they look. More than a gift, they are a feeling, an invitation for her to relax a little bit longer. The world's softest pajamas are available only at pajamagram.com. Visit today or surprise her with something that she'll love all winter long. You don't even have to wrap because every Pajamagram includes a free gift packaging set, and Christmas delivery is guaranteed. So go to pajamagram.com or call 1-800-GIVE-PJs and tell them the score.
Here's a list of reasons why AT&T prepaid is a great choice.
When you switch to AT&T prepaid, you get a new ZTE Maven 3 smartphone for free.
When you switch to AT&T prepaid, you get a new ZTE Maven 3 smartphone for free.
I just said that.
It's worth repeating.
AT&T prepaid has no annual contracts.
And AT&T's reliable network.
Switch to AT&T prepaid to get a new ZTE Maven 3 smartphone for free.
Limited time offer available at participating AT&T stores. Requires new line of service, $45 or $65 plan and auto pay. Reliable network claim for third-party sources. Fees, coverage, and other restrictions apply. Details at att.com/prepaid.
At Walgreens, you can trust we've got you covered for any surprise the season brings.
Even if I run out of wrapping paper?
Yeah, you're good.
What if I forget the hostess gift?
We've got something for everyone on your list.
Okay, let's just say hypothetically my in-laws show up unannounced 2 days before Christmas for the third year in a row.
We have eggnog? Pop over to Walgreens and find just what you need just in time to be holiday ready. Now with card, Hershey's Kisses are 2 for $6 or $3.99 each, valid through 12/23.
Hey, this is Kyle Long, offensive lineman for the Chicago Bears. And around here, we all play in some tough conditions. But Ford trucks are even tougher, because Ford F-150 is the only truck with a high-strength, military-grade aluminum alloy body, so it's lighter and faster, and it'll never rust. Plus, it's bolted to a high-strength steel frame for a solid foundation. Now that's a winning formula, and every other truck is history. Ford F-150, official truck of the NFL and your Chicago Bears.
Thanks for streaming The Score. Who is 670 The Score? We're Chicago's original sports talk station. Chicago's only all-Chicago sports talk station. Covering all of Chicago's teams. And when breaking Chicago sports news happens, we'll break in with all the details. Guaranteed. Keep streaming The Score to your computer or device for the best sports talk in Chicago. We are Sports Radio 670 The Score and 670thescore.com. Chicago's sports station.
Tomorrow
tomorrow night from 7 to 10. Join 670 The Score's Lawrence Holmes along with special guest Terry Bors at Tom Kelly's Chop House and Pub in New Lenox for a special live broadcast. See Lawrence do the show live and buy a copy of Terry's book, A Score of a Lifetime. Then get it signed by Terry himself. Brought to you by Miller Lite. Hold true. A Score of a Lifetime, available wherever books are sold and online at triumphbooks.com/Terry Bors. This is Sports Radio 670 The Score and 670thescore.com. Chicago Sports Station.
Little things are important. You follow me? I'm not going 7-9 or 8-8 or 9-7 or 10-6 for that matter. This team's too talented. I'm not going to settle for that. I know what I'm doing. Okay. We had some 7-9 this morning.
Yeah, and since 09, you've had some 7-9 BS.
Yeah, well,
throw that 10-6 out.
Danny, you knew who I was talking about because, according to a report from one Arizona sports radio guy, Mike Jarecki, says Jeff Fisher wants to get back into the NFL next year. Could be eyeing three jobs if they open: Cleveland, Indy, and Chicago.
I will stop being a Bears fan. I know I said this when Joakim Noah was drafted. But
you would stop being a Bears fan?
I said when Joakim Noah was drafted on draft night in the Bulls, I was like, yeah, I'm done now. Joke turned out to be a pretty decent player for a long time. If Jeff Fisher is the coach of the Chicago Bears next year, wrap me up.
Dunzo.
Yep.
He doesn't even have John Fox's resume. When you think about it.
He is 60 also, but no, he doesn't. But he does have the connection to the Bears, though, and this team and the family.
85 Bear.
And this team is not good at moving beyond some of that. That's my worry here.
He just ruined my night.
The only reason I think reasonable concern is because, he played for the Bears. He's one of us.
Those people
one
are
of us.
One of us. One of us. Those people don't exist. Nope. I don't even think George or Ed or anybody in. Nope. Those people do not exist. They have televisions.
Meanwhile,
the LA Rams are getting ready to go to damn near the NFC Championship game the year after he left. It's one of the biggest turnarounds in NFL history is going on.
Because
and
he left.
The coach that the quarterback that he got rid of too, and Case Keenum is slinging a pill all over
right,
the place.
Right.
They're out of here.
Jeff
man.
Fisher just defamation all over the NFL right now for this is what it was when he was coaching them. Now this is what it is when he's not coaching them anymore.
Now I'm picturing the McCaskey family sitting around the dinner table like that in Todd Browning's Freaks. There's like the half man and the pinhead and the bearded lady and the tiny little man. One of us.
Nah. There's definitely some people who haven't seen the light of day in like 3 months. Right, just like pushing food below a door to somebody.
That's pretty much what it is.
You ever seen that movie? You want to be creeped really out. Creeped out. Yeah. I finally like the two movies that I said I'm not going to enjoy this, but I have to watch these movies just because I need to have watched them.
Caddyshack.
were Eraserhead, David Lynch's Eraserhead, and Freaks.
Okay,
and Pinhead.
When they were over, I said, okay,
I'm done.
I saw it.
Yeah.
I've now seen it.
Check that off the list.
Nobody wants to go.
I cannot unsee it.
Who wants to go to a movie experience like that?
You know what? There's one movie.
No. Passion of the Christ was like that for me. I'm like, I got it. You whooped his ass. I got it.
Enough.
I'm sorry.
I submit, Mel Gibson. I submit. I'm tapping out.
I watched 2 hours of someone getting their ass kicked, and I'm like, all right. Sorry.
Apparently, by the way, movie needed the fourth wall broken. That movie needed at some point during
just the Jim Caviezel to look into the camera.
Exactly. Like, can you believe this? I know I've got to go through something, but
we know we're gonna come in here. We're gonna whip their ass.
But this is ridiculous.
But wait, it gets worse. Right.
Hands and feet. Right. Like,
come on.
No, seriously though, that's one of those where I think I bought it on DVD afterwards too. Like, maybe I'll watch this with someone. That's not a date.
There's
movie.
One movie I haven't been able to bring myself to watch, and that's Precious. I know it's going to be painful.
I have a copy of it, and
I don't want to be taken to that place.
Not interested.
I'm good.
Yeah,
not interested.
But Butler, a lot of these black movies are like that
interested.
For me now these days.
I want to see it. It's just going to hurt. And I don't. I got to get myself in the mood to deal with it.
Precious.
And I haven't been able to get there.
You know how long it took me to see Schindler's List?
Oh.
Still haven't. Because I don't.
It took me for. My wife said, hey, what do you mean? I said, I really didn't want to watch a movie about the Holocaust because it's not my idea of a good time.
Yeah, right.
Well, you have to see it. You made me watch it. It's a great movie.
12 Years a Slave is like that too, where I was like, right. I don't want to watch this.
And then,
like,
another one I have in the drawer.
Some really awesome day. It was like sunny outside, and Nicole and I were like, "You want to go get some lunch?" I'm like, "Sure, let's watch this movie first." And then they're gonna capture one of us if we go outside. So let's just stay here and get some Jimmy John's or something.
You attempted to ruin. What were you talking about earlier? Belle Biv DeVoe.
Yes.
Oh yeah, attempted to ruin that for me. I had no idea.
Kind of listen to lyrics.
Yeah, kind of.
I just tapped my damn foot.
I remember at the time. In
Ron Rivera over here. Listen to that. I'm just tapping away. I got no idea that's happening.
Yeah, I didn't either until you said that.
In college, I remember it was my friend Tim Kelly said, "Is this what I think it is?" And I said, "What?" He goes, play this back. And he said, backstage, underage, adolescent, how you doing? Fine. She replied, I sighed, I like to do the wild thing.
Was he saying that he was an adolescent?
No.
Like, who was
when they
backstage?
Say action took place.
I'm an adolescent. Okay.
Remember the J, the I, the M, the Y, yo, I need a body bit. Come on.
See, Mel Gibson already took himself from me. I used to watch every Mel Gibson movie, and I was like, oh, man.
And then you got a little
Braveheart's
racist.
On, and I my thumb wants to move to change the channel. I was like, man, I love Braveheart so much.
Can't get past it. Just watch another minute.
That happens to me with Lethal Weapon. I know I'm not supposed to like Mel Gibson, but...
Him and Danny Glover are just camera magic.
I love the character of Martin Riggs.
Perfect.
Yeah. I love
separating
that character.
Your shoulder. Can't get through the first 20 minutes of Braveheart.
Never seen it.
Why not? Is it too slow?
It's the movie that's on whenever I'm getting ready to go somewhere.
Oh, I got you.
Like, they turn it on. TNT or something turns it on. I'm like, all right, she's getting ready. 20 minutes, I'll be here. And I'm like, oh, okay, that's the same 20 minutes. And I keep leaving.
I mean, if you've seen Gladiator and The Patriot, you basically saw Braveheart.
Which was better, Gladiator?
It's the original version of it.
Braveheart.
Yeah, Gladiator was a better version of Braveheart.
Yeah, I love Gladiator.
But see, Braveheart was just such a different movie. The Braveheart
Russell Crowe had his issues too, didn't he?
Yep.
Yes.
You got 10 ears, mate.
Christian Bale. I mean, there's issues everywhere.
We're not going to be able to watch anything, eat anything, wear anything, listen to anything.
Entertainment has been ruined.
Yeah, 2021 is going to be the time where we're just
many Harvey Weinstein movies?
Right.
Awesome.
Right. This texter says, if the Passion of the Christ did that, they'd be ripping off Blazing Saddles. Right. Same thing, right? There's during the pie fight.
In the middle of a fart scene or something? I don't remember that.
Remember there's the guy getting dragged by the horse and he goes, that's the end of this suit.
Oh, yeah. Yeah.
This is what we have Anthony Heron for, ladies and gentlemen.
Scoreboard update.
I mean, that's a perfect comp, those two movies.
Yes.
Blazing
Saddles.
They're beating the old woman up. Remember, she sort of looks at the camera.
Yeah. It's on its reference page. From the Chicago Wolves Update Studio, I'm Mark Grody. Take advantage of the best ticket value in Chicago with a Chicago Wolves fan 4-pack. 4 tickets, 4 hot dogs, 4 sodas, and popcorn all at one low price. Watch the Wolves host Rockford on December 30th at thechicagowolves.com. You lose 10 in a row, you win 6 in a row. That is exactly your Chicago Bulls these days, who go for a 7th straight victory tomorrow when Orlando is in town. Blackhawks winning streak has reached 5 as they look to add to that Thursday in Dallas. Free day for the Bears today ahead of Sunday's game against Cleveland at Soldier Field. And tonight is Pro Bowl night, the NFL All-Stars to be unveiled. And just saw here the Green Bay Packers officially place quarterback Aaron Rodgers on injured reserve as the Pack is out of playoff contention, so why not? This scoreboard update being brought to you by Staples. Staples has great prices on mail and ship solutions to keep your business running all season long. Look for hot deals on laptops and software, accessories like earbuds, keyboards, routers, and modems, even services like PC setup and repair, all for less at Staples. Real-time sports in Elk Grove Village is the place to hold this year's holiday party, offering a variety of package plans with private rooms available. When booking your party, mention The Score and receive a 20% discount. For more information, visit realtimesportsbar.com. I'm Mark Grody, and you are listening to 670 The Score, celebrating 25 years of Chicago sports talk and the number one ranked sports station in Chicago, 670 The Score and 670thescore.com, Chicago Sports Station.
This segment is brought to you by Burlington. Make your Burlington store your coat headquarters and save big on great styles for the family, plus sweaters, scarves, hats, gloves, and boots for way less. Burlington, style for everyone. So, Anthony, before we let you go, Looking at the current playoff picture in the NFL, it's tightening up. We've got in the NFC right now, Your top six: Eagles, Vikings, Rams, Saints, Panthers, Falcons, and then the Lions, Seahawks, and Cowboys still in it. AFC: Pats, Steelers, Jaguars, Chiefs, Titans, and Bills. And then 7, 8, 9, and 10, Ravens, Chargers, Raiders, and still the Dolphins.
Somehow.
I know they're done. But you've got really, it's just the Ravens there at 8 and 6, the Chargers now at 7 and 7. But the cream's starting to separate.
And I think in the NFC, to me, the potential championship depth is deeper in the NFC than in the AFC. And that's maybe partially just in assuming the Patriots will be there no matter who they're facing after they get their bye week, that they'll be there in the AFC championship game. So you're just seeing less teams who maybe legitimately have a shot at winning over there. But to me, the AFC is New England and or Pittsburgh. To me, the NFC has
not
has
a Jacksonville believer at this point.
No,
they ain't ready for prime time yet.
I mean, I think maybe there's a chance that
maybe they don't know. Maybe they don't know they're not ready.
Blake Bortles has been good. He's actually been the best quarterback in the month of December in the NFL. I just don't know that in a big game I'm going to put him up against Big Ben or Tom Brady and say go win it. That defense going to have to score.
Especially when you're not home, you will be called upon as a quarterback to make some plays, and that's where, you know, Alex Smith sort of hits that wall at a certain point in postseason play where you got to beat some folks with your arm consistently, especially if you're not the home team and that crowd's cheering and you got all those communication issues that happen as if you're New England.
NFC's four deep.
Yeah, I'd say so. And, you know, like as much as I was questioning or just uncertain, I felt like the mettle of Mitchell Trubisky was unproven when he came out. I watched every snap of Jared Goff in college, and that's why after how bad he looked last year, rookie quarterbacks historically tend to look bad.
Another spread offense guy that you didn't know if he could identify front or
and to me,
turn his back to a defense.
In seeing how he could handle shouldering the load of an athletic department, of a sports program, and having everything on him and year by year get better in college, and then the arm talent that's there, I was confident Jared Goff would respond with proper coaching, and he certainly has. To me, the Rams, because of how I feel about his potential and the talent surrounding them and that defense. Did you see what that D-line did to Russell Wilson? Uh-huh. I mean, people don't do that to Russell Wilson. They were able to do that to Seattle the other night, largely because of their defensive front. So you got a D-line who can affect the pocket. You got a quarterback who can make plays. I feel really good about where the Rams are at. The NFC is deeper, but I feel really good about where the Rams are at right now, especially with Philly losing their QB.
All right, go home to your baby. Go get thrown up.
You've got to get packed. Have you flown with Jace yet?
Yeah, we went to went to Fort Lauderdale when he was 9 months. Yeah, the tips. Make sure
Bishop is not even 3 months but yet.
Tips for you: you start getting the look from people, stand up.
Nah, you're not going to get the look.
Good with that.
Yeah, just make sure.
Especially on an airplane. I look really big on an airplane. My head almost doesn't stop.
People say, your status here. Are we okay?
Make sure you feed them while you're taking off.
During takeoff.
So that the ears don't do the crazy things that the ears do. Mm-hmm. And keep them on a schedule. You'll be straight.
It's about a 2-hour flight.
Hopefully you're good. He'd probably sleep.
And fly all the way
Or mess around with the schedule where he's going to be sleeping during the flight.
That's one thing he's good at. He can sleep.
There it is. Yeah. All right, brother. Good to see you as always.
Anthony Heron and his football thoughts. You're going to hear a lot of Anthony next week on this show, whether you like it or not. Same goes for, well, I know you do.
I like it.
He does too.
I like it.
I
like it a lot.
I like it a lot. We have In Other News coming up next. I've got a problem with Santas, plural.
Okay. I have what an attorney shouldn't do when he visits his client in jail.
I also have a side hustle for a certain New York Knicks center that no matter how many guesses I give you, you're not going to figure out what it is.
Okay.
It's not your guy, Al Harrington. He's not driving for Uber or Lyft. He's got a thing that he didn't think he would enjoy as much as he did, and now he's doing it all the time.
All right, and the second thing I have is something for parents to be mindful of when they take their kids to the dentist.
Outstanding.
Yep.
That's In Other News, and it's next on Bernstein and Goff on The Score.
Mully and Hanley, mornings 5 to 9 a.m.
This is quarterback development. This is what it looks like. You have guys struggle. You're going to have points where you think the guy's a bust. You're going to have points where you're like, it's just not, the light hasn't come on. And then hopefully, it's going to be the third year. It's not going to be next year, because presumably, you're not going to be in the same scheme or have the same guy around him.
Mully and Hanley, mornings 5 to 9 a.m. on Sports Radio 670 The Score and 670thescore.com. Chicago Sports Station.
This holiday season, Groupon has something for everyone. Because Groupon has gifts for people who like getting stuff and people who like doing stuff. People who like cookware and people who like restaurants. People who like headphones and people who like concerts. People who like staying in and people who like going out. People who like relaxing in front of a new TV and people who like relaxing at a high-end spa. So whether they like getting stuff or doing stuff, you can find the perfect gift on Groupon. Download the app and save. Groupon.
Hey, thanks for listening to The Score on your mobile device, your laptop, your desktop, whatever you stream us on. We've got Chicago sports fans covered. The Score is Chicago's first and number one sports talk station. We're live from Chicago and dedicated to the Chicago sports fan. It's what's driven us for over 25 years now. But we couldn't have done it without you, the loyal Score listener. Thanks for listening to Sports Radio 670 The Score and 670thescore.com. Chicago's sports station. Thanks for streaming The Score. Chicago Sports Radio 670. Mully and Hanley, mornings 5 to 9 a.m.
This is quarterback development. This is what it looks like. You have guys struggle. You're going to have points where you think the guy's a bust. You're going to have points where you're like, it's just not, the light hasn't come on. And then hopefully, it's going to be the third year. It's not going to be next year, because presumably, you're not going to be in the same scheme or have the same guy around him.
Mully and Hanley, mornings 5 to 9 a.m. on Sports Radio 670 The Score and 670thescore.com. Chicago Sports Station. Thanks for streaming The Score. Chicago Sports Radio 670. Matt Spiegel and Danny Parkins. Middays on The Score.
I remain convinced that that kid can be great.
So do I.
But this is who they have. And in no way is the book written on Mitch Trubisky. It's stupid to say so. If anybody's out there saying it, there's still absolutely a chance that he can be great.
I still would bet on good quarterbacks.
So would I.
Spiegel and Parkins. 9 a.m. to 1. On Sports Radio 670 The Score and 670thescore.com. Chicago Sports Station. Thanks for streaming The Score. Chicago Sports Radio 670. Mully and Hanley, mornings 5 to 9 a.m.
I mean, listen, everybody's fired, right? It's another double-digit loss season, as we talked about earlier. So you got to have somebody come in that knows what the hell they're doing and knows how to make a young quarterback play better. And you got to put him in a scheme and a system that will fit what he can do. The offseason is huge.
Mully and Hanley, mornings 5 to 9 a.m. on Sports Radio 670 The Score and 670thescore.com. Chicago Sports Station. Thanks for streaming The Score. Dan Bernstein and Jason Goff. Afternoons on The Score.
I have a difficult time discerning meaning in anything that we're going to see from here on in. That's going to, other than watching Trubisky try to calibrate his targeting system. Because I don't mind throwing picks. If he's able to learn from these things. If he's able to say, oh, okay, that's not open. Bernstein and Goff. Afternoons 1 to 6 on Sports Radio 670 The Score.
At 670thescore.com. Chicago Sports Station.
Thanks for streaming The Score. Who is 670 The Score? We're Chicago's original sports talk station. Chicago's only all-Chicago sports talk station. Covering all of Chicago's teams. And when breaking Chicago sports news happens, we'll break in with all the details. Guaranteed. Keep streaming The Score to your computer or device for the best sports talk in Chicago. We are Sports Radio 670 The Score and 670thescore.com. Chicago's sports station.
This week in 1889, the bicycle with a backpedal brake was patented. The first games of the new NHL were played. This week in 1917. This week in 1932, the Chicago Bears won the first NFL playoff game. Manufacturers got permission to use synthetic rubber for a baseball's core. This week in 1943. This week in 1951, at the first coast-to-coast televised football game. Joe DiMaggio announced his retirement from baseball. This week in 1951. The NBA's 1,000,000th point was scored. This week in 1962.
Oh, hi there, Al Dukes here, and like most Americans, I too have a podcast. It's called Al's Boring Podcast.
WFAN's morning show producer hosts his own show.
Pro athletes have been in all of the Olympic sports except for boxing and wrestling.
Okay.
I also thought we should send our pro wrestlers over there. We could have, like, sent Sergeant Slaughter to fight the Iron Sheik back in the 80s. That would have been great for the Olympics.
Download and subscribe at thenewradio.com.
It's so boring. Al's
boring podcast. But I
love it. Gift card. This is Sports Radio 670 The Score and 670thescore.com. Chicago Sports Station.
Crime wave in Gotham. Other breaking news. Water. Wet.
Coming up, more problems for a troubled
earthquake.
Computer.
Yep. We're having an earthquake.
Breaking into homes and tickling people.
Fans quickly trashed his pantsless look on social media.
Also, in other news,
the whistles got woo.
He was murdered and then set on fire while celebrating his birthday.
He's on the lean. And the mob.
I said, oh, Lord Jesus, it's a fire.
He thought the car was a spaceship and that the driver was an alien.
He lost his life savings, $2,600. And all he has to show for it is this stuffed banana with dreadlocks.
It's time for In Other News. The musical selection is for what this day, Tanny?
On this day in 1971, A Clockwork Orange was released in theaters. So this is like Clockwork Orange title sampling and stuff from the soundtrack. So that's what we got today.
Look at you go. Stanley Kubrick's A Clockwork Orange.
It's always a thing with our guy Tanny when you hear the In Other News music change up a little bit.
That was me, Alex, and my three droogs.
Dan, going to the dentist as a kid was scary because those knives and surgical things that they got on the table, they really haven't changed since the medieval times, it seems.
Wait, like, you're getting dental work at medieval times?
They get a quarter leg of chicken and all of that.
Just say. Come on.
I'm just saying.
Come for the show. Stay for the bridge work.
Those tools have
unclean,
not...
Unclean, yeah, I say!
I hate you so much. Those things haven't changed since then. I hate you. I walked right into that one. All right, ladies and gentlemen, and to this texter who said he's taking his kid to the dentist tomorrow, cut it out! All right, here's something about wisdom teeth removal and other routine dental procedures parents might not have worried about before. Potential opioids entering their child's system. Quote, dentists and oral surgeons are the number one prescribers of opioids for adolescents, the age group 10 to 19, teenagers, really. Psychiatrist Andrew Kolodny, co-director of opioid policy research at Brandeis University Heller School for Social Policy and Management and executive director of Physicians for Responsible Opioid Prescribing, told the Daily Beast, quote, there are studies that show that children who are exposed to opioids prescribed after their wisdom teeth come out are much more likely to use opioids non-medically, basically recreationally, to abuse them later in life. That worry isn't idle panic. A 2015 University of Michigan survey showed young people exposed to opioids by the end of high school had an overall 33% increased risk of opioid misuse between the ages of 19 and 25. Quote, good kids, those teens categorized as at low risk of future drug use, were at a 300% greater risk. These are kids who actually reported disapproval of regular marijuana use, according to the National Institute on Drug Abuse. Quote, strikingly, the risk was found to be most concentrated among teens who would be expected to be at low risk of drug misuse, those with no illicit drug experience, and those who reported that they disapproved of regular marijuana use, among those with low predicted risk of future opioid use in 12th grade. Having an opioid prescription increased their risk of post-high school opioid misuse threefold, according to the National Institute of Drug Abuse website. So, for everybody out there getting any work done on their little ones, make sure that you monitor. Of course, as a parent, you should make sure you're monitoring whatever is going into your kid's system. But yeah, if your kid's getting Vicodin after some work or getting anything after some work,
it used to be like codeine.
Yeah, and as a teenager, that rate is being jacked up for potential opioid misuse in the future.
You wouldn't think it would be all that troublesome to get a bunch of people together in Santa costumes, but Hoboken, New Jersey has an issue because the fate of the Hoboken Santa Con is up in the air after a weekend full of arrests, violence, and medical calls. Hoboken police say 17 people were arrested and 55 were sent to the hospital for severe intoxication last Saturday during the annual event SantaCon. Hoboken Police Chief Ken Ferrante says several bars marketed the event online, targeting customers in their 20s for an afternoon of drinking in Santa suits. And the partying stretched into the early hours of Sunday. Police received 289 calls for assistance during that time. Charges range from aggravated assault to disorderly conduct. One police officer was punched and another was spat on. The chief says the temperament of the people that were arrested, to see their violent streak when they were already arrested in headquarters, was just startling to see. Many of the worst incidents happened in the 200 block of Washington Street. Residents in the area told News 12 New Jersey. One mother says, "We knew we shouldn't hang out over there. It could be nice if we could walk here when we felt like it." This is SantaCon. This is people, these are holiday revelry in Santa suits, but apparently taking it a little
what
too
city
far.
Is this again?
Hoboken, New Jersey.
Yeah, this is, Desus and Mero actually covered this on their show because it's a bunch of
clowns.
It's a bunch of hey, how you doings running around in Santa outfits, and the police are just letting them run roughshod over the city, and they took their cameras out there to show people.
Hoboken like, get a Hoboken
yeah,
sometimes.
They got Santas out there urinating in the street, and it was, it got real.
They canceled their annual St. Patrick's Day parade in 2012 after similar incidents with drunken pub crawls, but bar owners started the Hoboken Leprechaun event as a replacement despite the cancellation. So
now you're going to have...
They're going to get theirs.
Different breed of guy.
They'll just call it Elfcon or something.
Right. Just call it Get Drunkacon. How about that? I like that name. All right, Dan. You know attorneys?
Skip.
You know attorneys?
Nah, I don't know any.
Yeah, you do.
None. I don't know a single one.
It's in your blood. This is probably what an attorney shouldn't do.
What?
Clearwater, Florida, ladies and gentlemen. Deputies in Pinellas County say an attorney was caught with his pants down while planning to record himself having sex with an inmate as part of a project to make a video called, quote, "Girls in Jail." According to the sheriff's office, detectives received a tip last month that Andrew Spark was... All of a sudden, I feel like I should put a little emphasis on this story. Thank you there. Andrew Spark was paying female inmates for sexual acts at the Pinellas County Jail in Clearwater. They say Shauna Boselli, a 25-year-old inmate, claims Spark visited her in jail, even though he is not her attorney. She says Spark offered to put money on her commissary account in exchange for sexual acts and bragged about meeting another inmate earlier that day. Boselli declined the alleged offer, but detectives later confirmed that Spark met privately with 28-year-old inmate Antoinette Napolitano that same day. After investigating, deputies say the two actually had sex inside the Pinellas County Jail at least six times between June 2017 and December 2017. Sheriff Bob Gaultier said Monday that Spark would begin his, quote, interview by filming Napolitano in her jail uniform and ask her to narrate sexual fantasies before filming her performing sexual acts. When they got word that Spark was scheduled to arrive at Pinellas County, well, of course, they had to meet, and detectives say they entered the attorney visitation room and caught him with Napolitano just as the two were about to begin a sexual act. Spark's was fully exposed when detectives entered the room, the sheriff noted. Sparks was Sparks was charged with exposure of sexual organs, introduction / possession of contraband into a county detention facility, and soliciting for prostitution.
Wow.
Deputies say Sparks did not speak to detectives and requested his own attorney. Detectives say it is possible that Spark has engaged in the same activity with additional female inmates at the Pinellas County Jail and at other jails throughout the Tampa Bay area and Central Florida and may face additional charges. Ladies and gentlemen, if you're an attorney, try not to film porns in the jailhouse. You're going to get caught.
This is from Vice Sports. The Knicks are a surprise 16-14, good enough for the eighth and final playoff spot in the East. Kristaps Porzingis is flourishing. It's crazy how much has changed over the course of a year. And Kyle O'Quinn has a starring role in the funniest and most fun Knicks story in a long time.
All right, Kyle O'Quinn, rotational big man. Big dude, too. Big beard. He looks like a comic book character, actually.
According to an ESPN story, O'Quinn has become a must-see entertainer at local bar and bat mitzvahs. It all started when his agent, Andy Miller, invited him to his daughter's bat mitzvah over the offseason. O'Quinn didn't know what to expect, but when all was said and done, he said, "That was one of the best parties I've been to in my life." He soon started getting invited to more and more, but not as a guest, as the entertainment. He said, "The parties are crazy. I did one, I did two, and the next thing you know, I was just bar mitzvah man." He said, "A lot of times I go and I stay longer than I'm supposed to because it's so much fun. The food's always good."
Finish.
He said he sometimes gets introduced by video or sometimes by an MC, and then it's just wall-to-wall partying with the Knicks big man right in the middle of it. He's cut back on appearances since the season started, but he plans on getting back into it should time permit during the year.
I've got questions. Why? Why is he being invited back to these bar mitzvahs?
I don't know.
You don't hire someone because they're fun to be around. This has got a little bit of a mascot-y feel to it.
Well,
to
there, it's been done before. I want to say Darren Rovell had Jeff Bagwell at his bar mitzvah when he was just a prospect. And there's all sorts of big, fantastic pictures.
Yeah, but Jeff didn't go on a circuit of bar mitzvahs after that.
If somebody's cutting him a check,
somebody's got to talk to Kyle about what he might be sacrificing here.
Hey, I guarantee you,
he's a six foot nine black man at a bar mitzvah with a huge beard dancing around, and people are hiring him to do that.
It's all
just
hip-hop.
To be that guy.
It's all hip hop.
I'm not
music.
Saying anything about the music. Why are they? Why, like, I'd have to ask after they did it twice. Why do these people want me dancing around at their bar mitzvah?
Because you're on the Knicks.
That's not why. Tanny's laughing for the same reason.
Wait, you think if he wasn't on the Knicks, they'd invite him anyway?
Why are they not asking Ron Baker?
Ooh, you don't want Ron Baker there.
Exactly. I mean, get your money, man. Like, but this is bordering on weird that they keep inviting. It's like just a secret society of Jewish bar mitzvahs that keep.
Well, as opposed to the Muslim ones.
I'm just saying.
Oh, I must have missed out on those.
You haven't been to a Muslim bar mitzvah.
So now we got Muslim bar mitzvahs and dental work being done in medieval times.
And getting you hooked on meth. All right, that's it.
That's another news. Brought Jesus. To you by Office Depot, Office Max. You've had a big year.
Wow, don't
William
stop,
Tell
Teddy.
Overture.
Yeah.
So treat yourself to great deals on tech and furniture. Oh, this is the sex scene, isn't it? Isn't this the sped up? Porno scene?
Yeah.
I think it is, right? It's like they remove a bunch of frames. It's like this is over here and he's on him and she's on her.
Marv Levy's just screaming, "I'm going to blow that back out."
What?
"I'm going to blow that back out."
Forget it, Marv. It's all right. Great deals on tech and furniture at Office Depot, Office Max. You deserve it. Office Depot, Office Max, taking care of business.
I kind
of
agree with this 262 texter. The Jewish version of Get Out. That's exactly what...
I look forward to it.
What are you doing?
I haven't seen it yet. They're going to send me a copy for the screeners for SAG.
It's on demand. It's free right now.
I didn't like that. I don't know.
Yeah, I know you didn't.
Okay, how we doing?
You don't like Kwanzaa either.
Brian Billick is next on the score.
That's why I don't read the newspaper.
Matt Spiegel and Danny Parkins, middays on the score.
The Bears are a bad football
team. They're a bad football team. John Fox's conservatism is not only an annoying problem, but it stands directly in the way of potential development for the quarterback. Dowell Loggins is a bad quarterback whisperer.
Spiegel and Parkins, 9 a.m. to 1 on Sports Radio 670 The Score and 670thescore.com. Chicago Sports Station.
I've got good sheets, and you should have good sheets, too. Because before you roll your eyes and say, "Oh, who cares about sheets?" Well, you should. I didn't, and now I do, because I know the difference between luxury bedding and the stuff you're probably sleeping on now that's the equivalent of sandpaper. So upgrade your nightly routine, and don't worry about having to really know about sheets. Nobody really knows anything about sheets, other than there are really good ones and there are not so good ones. And that's the point of Brooklinen. And Brooklinen has created the best way for you to just kind of click around and then have great sheets shipped to you. Luxury bedding, underpriced, with all the unnecessary markups and the manufacturing waste and the retail licensing fees all stripped out. I love my Brooklinen sheets. You'll try them. You will love them, too. And Brooklinen.com has an exclusive offer just for you, $20 off and free shipping. when you use the promo code DAN at brooklinen.com. Brooklinen's so confident you'll love your new sheets that they offer a risk-free 60-night satisfaction guarantee and a lifetime warranty on all the sheets and comforters. No reason not to give these sheets a try for yourself or as a gift this holiday season. Give the gift of luxury sheets. The only way to get $20 off and free shipping is to use promo code DAN at brooklinen.com. That's brooklinen.com. Promo code DAN. Place your order by the end of business today. You got to get it in right now, and you'll have delivery by Christmas. Brooklinen, these are the best sheets ever.
Every dealership pays the same amount to the factory for a new Chevy, but some dealers advertise phony low prices online just to lure you in. At JenningsChevrolet.com, the low price you see is the low price you pay. On Waukegan Road in Glenview or at JenningsChevrolet.com, find new roads.
Guys, wouldn't your wife or girlfriend love it if you treated her to the very best this Christmas? Well, you can, and you don't even have to go out of your way. We're talking about the world's softest pajamas, available exclusively at Pajamagram.com. That's Pajamagram.com, created by a team of dedicated pajama experts. The world's softest pajamas are lighter than a cloud, softer than a bunny, like cashmere, only better. Talk about dreamy. She'll love the way the world's softest pajamas feel. You'll love the way they caress every curve. More than a gift, they're a feeling, an invitation to linger a little longer. The world's softest pajamas are available only at Pajamagram.com. Visit today and give her a gift that keeps on giving to both of you. You don't even have to wrap. Every Pajamagram includes free gift packaging, Christmas delivery guaranteed. Call 1-800-GIVE-PJs or click the banner to visit Pajamagram.com.
Me, 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 me.
Take a guess, who's the master of holiday giving?
Me, 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 me.
Because he went to Jared.